Have you ever noticed that there's a voice in your head? A voice that never, ever stops talking. It narrates your day, second-guesses your decisions, worries about the future, and replays the past. It's the voice that says, "Oh, I shouldn't have said that," or "What if they don't like me?" or "I really need to remember to buy milk." This voice is a constant companion, a non-stop narrator of our lives. But have you ever stopped to ask a truly profound question? Who is this voice? And even more importantly, who is the one listening to it? If you can hear the voice talking, then you cannot be the voice. You are the one who is aware of it. This simple, earth-shattering realization is the starting point for Michael A. Singer's modern spiritual classic, The Untethered Soul. The book isn't about learning a new set of beliefs. It's a guide to discovering a part of yourself you may have forgotten exists, the silent, peaceful witness that is your true self. Singer starts by giving this voice in our head a name. He calls it your inner roommate. And if you think about it, that's exactly what it is. It's someone living inside your mind, rent-free, who has an opinion on everything. Imagine if you had a real-life roommate who followed you around all day, critiquing your every move. "You're walking too slow. Your hair looks weird today. Why are you eating that? You're going to be late." You would probably go insane. You'd tell them to be quiet, or you'd move out. And yet, we tolerate this constant chatter from our inner roommate every single day of our lives. We don't just tolerate it. Most of the time, we believe it. We identify with it. We think that voice is us. The first major insight of the book is freedom begins the moment you realize you are not the roommate. You are the one who notices the roommate. You are the consciousness that is aware of the thoughts. This is a fundamental shift in identity. Singer invites you to take a step back and become the observer. Imagine you're sitting in a comfortable chair and your thoughts are like clouds passing in the sky. You don't have to cling to them. You don't have to fight them. You just watch them drift by. The angry thought, the anxious thought, the happy thought, they all come and go, but you, the watcher, remain. This is the seat of consciousness, the untethered self. But what about our emotions? What about the pain, the fear, and the heartbreak that feels so real and overwhelming? This is where Singer introduces one of the most powerful metaphors in the book, the concept of the inner thorn. Imagine, he says, that you have a thorn painfully stuck in your arm. Now, because it hurts so much whenever something touches it, you begin to build your entire life around not touching the thorn. You tell people, "Please don't touch my arm." You put a sign on your door, "Be careful of my arm when you enter." You learn to sleep in a specific position so you don't roll over on it. You design your car, your clothes, your entire world to protect this sensitive spot. Your life becomes completely constrained, all because you're trying to avoid the pain of this one little thorn. You could live this way for years, but wouldn't it be so much simpler, so much freer, to just face the initial pain, pull the thorn out, and let it heal? Singer argues that this is exactly what we do with our emotional wounds. We all have these thorns, past traumas, deep-seated fears, insecurities. When someone says or does something that pushes our buttons, they aren't creating the pain. They are simply touching a thorn that was already there. Our button is the thorn. So we build elaborate psychological defenses to protect these thorns. We avoid certain people, certain conversations, certain situations, all to prevent that inner pain from being triggered. Our lives become smaller and more restricted. The path to freedom, Singer says, is not to build better defenses. It's to have the courage to relax, to stop resisting, and to let the stored-up pain pass through you. It's about pulling out the thorn. This leads to his next core idea, managing your inner energy. He describes emotions as flows of energy. When you have a positive experience, your heart feels open and energy flows freely. It feels wonderful. But when you have a negative experience, your instinct is to close down. You resist the feeling. You clench your jaw, tighten your stomach, and hold your breath. In doing so, you block the flow of that emotional energy. And that blocked energy doesn't just disappear. It gets stored in your body, becoming the basis for your thorns. It creates tension, anxiety, and a state of constant inner turmoil. The practice, then, is to learn to stay open, even when it's uncomfortable. When a wave of fear or sadness comes, the goal is not to fight it or push it away. The goal is to notice the urge to close and consciously do the opposite. Relax your shoulders. Breathe deep into your belly. Let the wave of energy wash over you and through you. You don't have to like it. You just have to be willing to feel it without resisting. By doing this, you allow the old blocked energy to finally be released. You are, in effect, pulling out the thorn moment by moment. It's not about never feeling pain again. It's about not letting pain get stuck inside you. This practice of witnessing your thoughts and allowing your emotions to flow naturally can feel difficult to maintain. Life is busy. The inner roommate is loud. So how do we keep this perspective? Singer offers a final powerful tool. Use death as your advisor. This isn't about being morbid or pessimistic. It's about using the reality of your mortality to bring clarity to your life. He asks you to genuinely contemplate the fact that you are going to die. One day, this all will be over. Now, from that perspective, look at the problems that are consuming you today. That argument you had with a coworker, the traffic jam that made you late, the worry that someone might be judging you. From the perspective of your deathbed, how important are these things really? When you live with this awareness, the petty dramas of the ego start to seem insignificant. You realize that you don't have time to waste on being closed, on holding grudges, or on protecting your thorns. You have a finite amount of time to experience the miracle of being alive, of being conscious. This perspective makes it much easier to choose to stay open. It makes you want to experience everything, the joy and the sorrow, because it is all part of the incredible gift of life. So the journey of the untethered soul is a journey inward. It's about discovering that you are not the voice in your head, but the silent witness behind it. It's about having the courage to remove your inner thorns instead of building your life around them. And it's about learning to keep your heart open, allowing the energy of life to flow through you without resistance. If there was one thing to take away and apply in your life today, let it be this simple practice. For the rest of the day, just try to notice the voice in your head. That's it. Don't fight it. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Just notice when it's talking. And each time you catch it, gently remind yourself of the truth. I am the one who is hearing this. I am here watching this. Every time you do that, you take a step back into the seat of your true self. You are no longer lost in the drama of your mind. You are awake, you are conscious, and you are free. You are the untethered soul.